Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Scream Queen production.
I never will forget the tragic ending.
Fellow Earthlings, I'm Jen Carpenter, and you're listening to So Dead. It is time for Chapter 2 of our True Crime Storytime, sponsored by your local true crime bookshop, Dead Time Stories, True Crime and Other Books, which is now online. Which means that if you can't make it into the shop to purchase today's featured book, you can order it online and we will ship it right to you. So be sure to check out the Dead Time Stories website for that. Okay, let's go. Today we're going to talk about The Book of Atlantis Black by Betsy Bonner. Released in August of 2020, The Book of Atlantis Black is part memoir, part true crime mystery, as it's written by the younger sister of a struggling musician who died in 2008 under suspicious circumstances. On June 25th, 2008, the body of a young woman was found lying on the floor of a Tijuana hotel room. She had track marks in her arms and a California driver's license bearing the name Atlantis Black. Police officers took the time to note that the woman lying dead on the floor and the woman on the ID did not appear to be the same person, but then they sent the body off for cremation without taking fingerprints, comparing dental records, or waiting for a family member to ID the body in person. Atlantis Black, 31, was officially dead by either suicide or an accidental drug overdose. Authorities didn't really care which, but Atlantis's little sister cared. Atlantis was born Eunice Ann Bonner, but everyone called her Nancy when she was younger. She was the eldest daughter of James and Mary Beth Bonner. Her only sibling, Betsy, was 2 years her junior. Nancy and Betsy's mother was a brilliant mind with a PhD from the University of Washington. She was also manic depressive and suicidal. Their father was a successful businessman. He was also controlling and abusive. And he was the girls' primary caregiver for most of their lives. The Bonner sisters did not have an easy childhood in Pennsylvania. Their mother was in and out of their lives. Nancy was molested by an older neighbor boy when she was 8. Their father was unreasonably strict and physically abusive, but they always had each other. Until Nancy could no longer endure life as Nancy Bonner, that is. She fled the state, changed her name to Atlantis Black, and set out to build a new life for herself. She wanted to be a musician. She was talented and smart, but like her mother, she struggled with depression. She attempted suicide on more than one occasion, and she became addicted to prescription drugs and heroin, which eventually led to charges being filed against her by the DEA. In 2008, she fled California to escape the felony drug charges pending against her. That summer, her body, or a body that was conveniently identified as hers, was found in a Tijuana hotel room. Her death was officially ruled a suicide. Her family had questions that authorities could not or would not answer, so Betsy, a teacher and writer, set out to solve the mystery of her sister's death herself. In her sister's emails, she found some real weird shit. She found a prophetic write-up on Atlantis's death by heroin overdose, which was sent to Atlantis's email by an unknown person several days before she died. So it was almost like an article about how she wound up dead from a heroin overdose and all of the circumstances that led to that point in her life. But when it was written and emailed to her, she wasn't dead yet. And then a few days later, she died of a heroin overdose. So that is real fucking weird. Betsy also found evidence to suggest that Atlantis was dating one of the DEA agents involved in her case. She found suspicious exchanges between Atlantis and someone she was dating at the time, and so, so much more. I want you to read the book, so I don't want to tell you too much here. But yeah, it's a wild story, and it's so confusing and so twisty-turny, and it's a really, really heartbreaking story, but a really great read. So while the Book of Atlantis Black is definitely a true crime mystery and one with no definitive answers by the end, the heart of the book is Betsy Bonner's love for her sister and the story of how two young girls were raised in the same house of horrors, only to find themselves on very different paths as adults. So if you're looking for a book that ties everything together with a neat little bow at the end, this one's not it. This story, like real life, is messy, but it's also beautiful and so heartbreaking and definitely worth the read. Again, I don't want to spoil the book by telling you too much. With the book that we did in chapter one here, it was a bit different because there's a lot of information out there about Dr. Cream aside from the book. There have been podcasts and magazine articles, and all of his details are just kind of out there. But with this one, the book is really it. Every article that I found came from an interview with the author about the book. So I feel like telling you the fine details of this story would be tantamount to sharing secrets that are not mine to share. So with that said, we're going to wrap this one up. But The Book of Atlantis Black, come buy it at Deadtime Stories or purchase it online at deadtimestories517.com. A new episode of So Dead is coming your way next week. Until then, keep shining, you magnificent what the fucks.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.